everybody, what is going on? I hope everyone is doing well, staying warm, and weathered the recent blizzard, and welcome back once again to a brand new episode of Sweeten Up Podcast, season number 2, episode number 81. I am your host, Jeff Spencer. Thank you so much for taking some time to join me today. I greatly appreciate it, whether you have for an entire season, an entire year, or you are today for the first time. Thank you so much for joining us. However, if you are just joining us for the first time, take a look back at our library of 80 episodes anytime you want, anywhere you listen to your podcasts. As always, if you like what you hear on the podcast today and you want to hear more, please be sure to tell all your friends and subscribe to the show anywhere you get your podcasts so that you never miss a future episode. The podcast is available on all major podcast platforms, and you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search for Sweeten Up Podcast. With that being said, my guest on the podcast today is the great and powerful Kim Prada. Kim Prada is the founder and owner of Tribe Power Bites, located here in Connecticut. Tribe Power Bites is a convenient nut butter snack bite constructed to fit in today's busy society, as well as a movement to bring people together. The name Tribe comes from the connections Kim made during her process of starting her business, which took off during the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. Not only did her customers give her a sense of community with their support, they also became her family as well. Kim is a 23-year-old mom to her daughter Mia, who was the epitome behind Tribe. Kim's goal is to be a positive role model for her daughter while also building generational wealth for their future. We had a wonderful conversation covering her beginnings in 2020, rising above the odds of the times and becoming a success story, running a small business while being a single parent, the bites, the recipes, how you can get your hands on some, and so much more. This episode left me feeling hungry, and I know it will do that to you too. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, here she is, my friend and a badass entrepreneur, Kim Prada. Joining me on the podcast today via Zoom video conferencing, I am so pumped to have this wonderful individual on the other side of my computer screen, yet another boss lady on the show, the owner and founder of Tribe Power Bites, fueling a tribe of go-getters one power bite at a time. The great and powerful Kim Prada joins us on the show. And Kim, thank you so much for joining me, and how are you this morning?
Thank you for having me, definitely. And this morning, I am feeling good, but I am also really cold because I'm in New England. So New England's very cold, but
I know,
I'm doing
right?
Great.
I know. Yesterday, so today is January 30th for those listening. Yesterday, January 29th, we had a crazy blizzard here in the state of Connecticut. And Kim and I were going to plan to meet, but because of all this weather and ridiculousness, we're like, let's just get this in. We'll do it over Zoom. We'll stay nice and warm and not worry about, risking travel or anything like that. But we'll definitely have Kim back on the show down the line. We'll do one in person. It'll be fun. So definitely stay tuned for that in the future. But like I said, thank you so much for joining me. I really, really appreciate it. I'm really excited to chat with you. I'm a big fan of what you do and just being a really awesome entrepreneur. And of course, working along with Chef Vanessa Senna, who came on the show and recommended to have you on. I'm so glad she did. And one place I like to start with my guests, considering last year and how you're a small business owner and everything like that, is how did you get by COVID? You know, on a personal business front, how was that like for you navigating such a difficult time for our country?
It's so crazy because I started off during COVID. So 2020 is when I started the whole like business. Prior to that, I was a stay-at-home mom, and then after being a stay-at-home mom for a short time, I went back to work, working at a hair salon part-time, but then they shut down because of COVID, and then I was just like, what am I going to do? Because at the time, I was going through a split with me and my daughter's father, which was, it was a healthy split, and it was for the best, and but being a stay-at-home mom, like I didn't have money, I didn't have a car, I didn't really have anything. And then I was like starting back up, which when I lost the like job because of COVID, I was like, this sucks, like this is bad. So I ended up moving back to my mom's house, and these were bites that I just made on my own just for myself as a snack. And then I had donated like a batch to her, like to her church, because she was having this bake sale, she didn't know what to bring. So she was like, just bring me a batch of those. And then after that, like people really like them. And I didn't think that, not that I didn't think anyone would like them, but like it was just something I was doing on the side just for myself. And then she just kept saying, like, you should sell these, especially like during these times, like a lot of people are supporting small businesses. And I just didn't really want to be a business. I just wanted to do it for fun, you know? And then once I saw like the results of other people experiencing like what I was experiencing with them, like feeling fuller, longer, curbing hunger, like I was just like, okay, I might be onto something here. So while everyone was like buying TVs with their stimulus checks or like random things, like, I don't know, a car or something, I ended up investing it into my licensing. So I got my food licensing. I took some courses for like food. I got a license for my own kitchen instead of having to go to a commercial kitchen. And that's kind of how it like worked out from there. And I received so, so much support during that time that I was actually able to move into my own place the following year, because that year was like my elite year. And I know it wasn't like everyone's elite year, but I was just really, really blessed during COVID. And I'm just so, so grateful that everyone chose to support me during that time when I was just like a newbie. Like I didn't know what I was doing, but I did receive like an immense amount of support.
That's tremendous. And, you know, it's so cool to listen to the stories of folks that come on the show, because you're definitely one of a handful of folks who have come on and been like, you know, I started this whole thing during COVID. Like I'm a success story. Like, and you know, COVID actually sort of benefited me in a way. And I was just like, damn, that's great, because I know it was so up and down and so different for so many people. So that's really, really awesome. And, you know, sort of for those listening who don't know, sort of where are you from? What's your background? And, you know, what was your early days childhood like?
So I am from Springfield, Mass. So I'm not from Connecticut, but I moved here after high school because my mom got remarried. I'm the youngest of four. And my mom, she was a single mom our whole lives. So definitely, I would say it was a struggle, especially like, so we grew up in the city. The city, it's like, there's a lot of poverty, I would say. So we were definitely like very low class. And then we like moved up a bit to middle class, like after I graduated high school. But I just remember like seeing my mom and her work ethic. She was just always, always working. And my siblings, like, they kind of like had to raise me during that time. And that's where I learned a lot of like what I know now. And now that I'm older and I have my own child, I'm like, wow, mom, like, I didn't understand why you couldn't make it to like my games and stuff. But now it's like, you really, really like worked hard. She would work like 7 to 6 or something. And she was just always working. It wasn't a great job, but she just did what she had to do. So I'm just really, really grateful for her. So we definitely did not grow up like wealthy or anything. Definitely low class to middle class, like my whole life.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And so with Tribe Power Bites, talk to me about sort of the recipes, like how you came up with the names and the different flavors you have, and sort of explain to people who don't know what Power Bites are. Cause I understand how popular they are, because, and like I read in your bio, you know, the world we're in now where people are just so, everything is so fast paced. You got to get to the next place so quick, but you're really hungry and you don't know what to do. You just pop these in your mouth and you're full, right? And I think that's, yeah. And I'm such that person where I'm always looking for something in the morning on my way to work where I can just pop it real quick and like head out the door. So talk to me about this whole idea of Power Bites and the flavors and the names and just everything like that.
So originally, I made these Power Bites because I was a new mom and I was just, I didn't know I was going to be that busy and like on the go all the time. I was just like, I was not ready for motherhood at all. So I realized that like, I never had time to eat. And if I ate, it was just like the most unhealthiest thing. Like, it would probably be a protein bar with that has like a lot of ingredients you can't even pronounce, or it would be like chips or something, anything that I would find. And I'm like, I have to do better. Like, this is not even sustaining my energy. And I just feel sluggish. So I was looking up like recipes on what to make for longer energy and just curbing hunger. And I saw recipes for like Power Bites, but a lot of Power Bites are made from dates and I'm not a date person. So that's what would hold like the consistency. So I supplemented, or I like replaced the dates for a nut butter. So like I would do peanut butter or like almond butter or anything. And then I kind of just made it like my own, because usually those type of Power Bites, those are just really like lean and clean and healthy. And not that mine aren't, but like I wanted to make something that like it's for everyday people, like a broad spectrum of people, not just like only like fitness people or whatever. And the recipes, like, it's so, so crazy. Cause like, I remember my first customer that I had, like, I just made like a chocolate chip peanut butter one. And she was like, can you make like this type of recipe? Can you make this, this, and that? And then I was like, okay. So I'm pretty sure, like, obviously I didn't get paid that much, but I wanted to experience that. So I just like was spending time in the kitchen, just trying to come up with recipes. And there was this one time where this point in like Tribe, that it was just like a long list of flavors, right? And it was just too much. Like, I just learned as I went on. So I ended up cutting the menu in half because it was just too many flavors. And then I saw which ones were the most popular, but a lot of them were inspired of like things I would want to eat, but I can't because it's unhealthy. So like, I have the most popular one is a white cinnamon roll one. And that is inspired obviously for like cinnamon roll lovers, definitely me. So that's literally the most popular one. I have a dark fantasy one, which I am a huge dark chocolate fan, but kind of reminded me of like my favorite Kanye West album is Dark Fantasy, my Twisted Dark Fantasy. And I was like, I'm just gonna like have fun making these names. And then I have a Glen Coco one, which reminded me of like one of my favorite movies, which was Mean Girls. And I was like, you know, it has toasted coconut in it, so I'm definitely gonna name it that. So I really just made it fun. And as for Power Bites itself, it's just really like a quick grab and go snack for modern day society. You know, everyone is always busy. I'm pretty sure there's someone who's not busy in America. And I just literally just, I'm on the go. I'm like, oh, I didn't have any breakfast. Let me just have one of these. And I'm just fuller for a longer period of time. And not only me, but like just all the reviews that I've received, I've seen it, you know, and it's nice to see that other people feel the same way. So it's great.
Yeah. You really can't beat it when you get those great reviews and you just, all that hard work, you're like, oh yes, this is great.
I know.
Yeah. You get that, like that high, like it's
well, cause it's like, yeah. I mean, like, because I'm like, oh, I did that. Like I never, maybe this is like a little bit, not personal, but I would say like, I just never really believed in myself growing up. Like I didn't really, not that I wasn't good at anything, but I just wasn't confident at all. And I remember just like wearing a lot of makeup or wearing like nice clothes or like trying to look a certain way so that it would distract that I wasn't really confident. Right. And then once I became a mom and you like really become who you are, it just changes you. And now it just feels like, okay, like I actually believe in myself and people really do like my product. And I'm proud of that. Like, I don't feel unconfident. Like, this is an area that I'm really confident in because I know what I'm putting out there and I'm making it myself. So it's really nice to come up from nothing and then make yourself out of something.
Yeah, totally agreed. And on that note, I feel like sometimes we envision something and then we see envision the limitations or we see the limitations and we're like, oh, we can't do that. You know, there's just too many limitations. But then once you really get into it, you're like, oh, okay, like this is not nearly as bad as I thought.
I know. Having a blast. And that's the thing. Like we honestly stop ourselves from a lot of like opportunities and things. And you know, once you're sure of who you are and what you want, then it's easier to just go get it, you know, like, and when you're scared, that's when you're supposed to jump, right? And that's kind of what I just did. And ever since then, like, it's just amazing. And even the name Tribe, I didn't even touch base on that, but I really wanted to have a name that just really meant something for myself, but also for like my customers. And I didn't know like what to name myself. People just knew me as like, oh, Kim, like she's the one who sells those like Power Bites or whatever on social media. But then they're like, when are you going to come up with a name? And I was just like, I don't know. Like it hasn't like came to me yet. And then once I realized like everyone who was supporting me during that time, I was like, oh, like you guys feel like my family. You guys feel like my tribe. And I haven't felt like that in a long, long time. And it made me realize that like people don't have to be like your blood or your family, like your actual family, like it could be anybody. And people who just come together like a village and help you out, then that's what I did. I just named it Tribe because they gave me like a tribe like atmosphere, and that's the name behind Tribe.
I'm glad you brought that up, the vibe with Tribe, because I know because I did see you on Jenny Boom Boom. I did see that interview and I saw you mentioned how, you know, you should just call it Tribe, and then now it's Vibe with Tribe. And I love it. And I feel like anytime you see the word vibe with a company, you know it's going to be good, because, you know, you have to have good vibes to really be successful, I feel like, because if you're not, the negativity just turns people away. And I just think that the vibe with Tribe is so cool, how you sort of incorporate that with your customers and everything. That's awesome.
Thank you. Like, I wanted to be not only power boys, but more of like a lifestyle. And not only do I have these customers that are amazing, but I also check on them on a personal level. Like, hey, how's your family doing? How are you doing mentally? Like, and I've gained so many like friends and just even family from that alone, just because of these snacks and these power bites. And it just means so much more to me. And it just wants me, like, it makes me want to keep going. So.
Well, you've definitely nailed the branding, because you can have a great product, but having the brand, like, that's like huge, like having that brand that everyone sees and knows. And so that's great. And I totally, totally love it. And talk to me about, you do pop-ups, you go out there and see the people and, you know, engage with the folks and have them try them and sell them and everything like that. So talk to me about some of the pop-ups you do and some of the locations you go to.
So a lot of my pop-ups are usually in Mass, typically like the Western Mass area, because that's where I have a lot of clientele, because I'm from there. And I just put myself out there. Usually I have a few partnerships out there now where I do sell my product. And that started off with me just going in and being like, hey, like, do you want samples? Do you want to try my product? And it's funny because that's something I would have probably never did. Like, even a year ago, I didn't have that confidence to just do that. But I knew that, like, hearing from other people, like, you really have a good product, that it kind of just made me feel like, okay, so what do I really have to lose? So I would just go in person and say, hey, like, I'm just dropping off these samples. Like, you don't have to pay me, but I'm going to reach out to you in a few days to see how they were. And hopefully we could collaborate or partner on something. And that's typically how it goes. So in Mass right now, I have 5 partnerships, I want to say, and I just want to keep selling them specifically in small businesses, other small businesses, and then maybe consider wholesaling. But that's probably like down the line. For the pop-ups, a lot of people just reach out to me, honestly. And that's like more in a humble way, because they hear me from someone else or they've had my product. Or even sometimes I really am always hungry to find pop-ups. So I'm in this like Facebook group chat where I'm like, it's like for vendors or pop-ups or whatever. So I'm always like constantly looking at where I can go next or if it fits in my schedule, because I'm also a mom. So whatever time that I have left from the week and I have someone to watch Mia, my daughter, then I'm like, I'm going to do it. Like, and I can be really tired and I still will do it, because I just want more exposure. I want to get the product in people's mouths. Right. And that's the only way people are going to know who you are, if you put yourself out there. And I do have another event coming up this weekend or the following weekend, and then another one after that. So my goal this year is to really just put myself out there, and it's going to be uncomfortable, because last year I didn't really do that many, but this year I'm like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to put myself out there more and just build more to my tribe, really.
Well, let me tell you, I know you're up there in Manchester, but if you ever want to come down to Fairfield County, I know a ton of people who would love to have you there as a pop-up. I have friends who do pop-ups at their, you know, whether it's their local grocery, you know, I have tons of friends who would love to have you down here, I'm sure, because your product is awesome. So, you know, I'll let you know, and you definitely let me know if you want to do that.
Sure. Like, definitely. And people have been telling me, like, it's funny because I've been living in Connecticut for a few years now, but like, I don't really know anyone, because I stay at my house.
I got you.
So definitely put me out there. It'll get me out of my house. Like, I don't know why. Like, I've been here for a few years and I'm like, I'm still kind of shy. Like, I'm a new person here, but I'm really not. I've been here probably for like 4 years. I just never met anyone or any connections, but if you know people, then definitely make your people my people.
Oh yeah. I'll go see my people. I'll show them all the great things that you're doing. And then, you know, obviously when the episode comes out, it'll help, and they'll definitely get in touch with you, and you guys can work it out when it works best for you. Definitely. I will totally do that. Because people down here need to have these bites. They need to experience this. And I know for a fact so many people who would absolutely love your product, and you don't see it down here. I don't really see it down here. I don't see a local power bite down in this area of the state. You know, maybe I'm not seeing it, but I've been around and I don't see it. So I definitely would like to get you down here at this part of the state. So for sure.
Let's do it.
So talk to me about your website. Definitely let people know about how you can order on the website to get the bites delivered, everything like that. But another part, talk to me about sort of how they come. Because I know you got the sleeve of three. You got the munchkin box, which is so cool. I think when we hang up here, I'm probably going to buy a munchkin box because it just looks so cool. And maybe some merch because you got really cool merch too. And I got, like I told you, I'm totally a merch guy. Basically, every restaurant, food place I like, if they sell merch, I have it. My closet is just insane. But talk to me about that. And also, how big are the bites? They're about the size of a munchkin, essentially, or a little bigger? Okay.
No, it'd be like the size of a munchkin. Cool. For the website, it is trypowerbites.com. So you can go on there. Very, very easy website.
We really revamped
it a little bit this past year because before I had this other website, but it was just not like convenient. I wasn't really taking it too seriously. So this year we definitely made a new website where you have a few options, like go say products, view products, locations where you can find me, my story. So if you're looking to purchase, you would just hit like the product section and then it's listed like all the different flavors, which my top flavors are 6 flavors. We have the OG M&M, we have the Dark Fantasy, the White Cinnamon Roll one, the White Cherry Delight, the Glen Cocoa, and then the Cookies and Dream one. They do come in either packs of 10, 20, or 30 if you want like a larger quantity for yourself. And they come in like this white tin tie bag. So it's food perishable. So you can leave them out, you can fridge them, it doesn't matter what you do with them. And then if you want to look more for like a sample size, we do have like these duo packs, which comes with your choice of 2 bites. And then I do have a Tribe Trio sleeve, which is 3 of like whatever bites you choose. That is really popular for like my partnerships. They usually carry that in their store. And then a lot of people usually go for the Tribe carry box, which comes with 24 assorted flavors, 3 different assorted flavors. And then I do have like some merch there, like coffee cups and long sleeve sweats and hoodies. And then shipping, you can choose shipping, or I also do like local deliveries, depending on like the distance, but a lot of people usually do shipping, like if they're farther. And the shipping is great because I get to personalize it. Like it's really, really fun for me. Like it'll come in your shipping box, but then I put your order, I put your receipt in there. I put probably like a note or something, maybe even like a rewards card or like a coupon card. And then, you would just get it whenever you would want it, probably the next day shipping, whatever shipping you choose. That's how it would come. And then that's how the website is laid out.
That's awesome. And so when people order the bites, do they order them and you make them, or do you have some on hand and you ship them out, or sort of how does that work?
It depends. So usually the shelf life for the bites, they are 3 weeks in the fridge, or it could be 4 months in the freezer. So if I know I'm going to have a really busy week where I have like events and like pop-ups and stuff and work, then I definitely will start it off from the beginning of the week and then have like a quantity of display of them. And then if it's a slower week, then I like to make it on hand, you know, just to pass time or whatever, but they're always definitely fresh, no matter like if they're made at the beginning of the week or even at the same time, because the time frame is good up to 3 weeks out. So that's definitely how it is.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very much like what you do is so cool, because it's so much like some other really successful businesses that have started up, like over in the Hudson Valley area of New York, they have Havsies cookies. They cut them in half, but you order them and they ship them to your house. And then of course the lady and her husband, Karen and Juan, down in Long Island, the My Cookie dealer, those folks too, they like blew up and, you know, just doing the same thing. They can bake products out of their home and just next thing you know, they have a factory now and they have like, 20, 30, 40.
Oh, that's so awesome. Oh, I love that. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, for now it's just me, other than like my bookkeeper, and my graphics designer. But once I know that it's going to be overwhelming, actually sometimes I do ask my boyfriend to help me, like if he's not working, but he's just like, it's so funny because he'll just be like, am I doing it right? Am I rolling it right? And then I'll get like a little annoyed and I'm like, I'm just going to do it. You just go over there. Cause it has to be like, not perfect, but I know what it looks like. I know how like it feels to do it and stuff. Like he's a great helper. He's always at my events actually. So definitely great person who puts me out there, but like in the kitchen, like I have to do it because I know, like, I know it's better, but I definitely have to try out those cookies that you were saying, because I do love cookies. I love, love, love cookies.
Oh my God. Yeah. So go on Instagram and just type in my cookie dealer and you'll be like, you'll probably faint because it's just nuts what they do with their cookies. And yeah, they're really good. I got some in my freezer right now because I'm a Gavone. I'm terrible. So, really, really good stuff. Absolutely, absolutely love it. Definitely talk to me about your partnership with Vanessa Senna, with My Local Chefs. That's such a cool thing that she's doing. Very, very unique. Definitely one of a kind around here. So sort of what is your partnership with her? How's that been? And what could you say to us?
So she, first of all, she's awesome. I would say that she's very, she's awesome. Definitely. I remember we connected right. Like in the beginning. So probably like over the summer, I want to say, before she started it. And it was just a great opportunity that I saw, like, oh, okay. Like you can deliver anywhere in Connecticut for $6. Like I'm in, I'm definitely in. And then I love that it was other small businesses that I've never heard of. Right. And that connection, I would say, it has helped me see more of people in Connecticut, right? Like, because I know a lot of Massachusetts people, but I was just like, oh, like I'm gonna try these people and they're gonna know about me. And she's doing it like to get more small businesses out there. Like it was just a win-win for everybody. And my connection with My Local Chefs is I sell my Tri-Power Bites on their platform, and she delivers them twice a week, I want to say. And whoever orders, like they would order through that platform, and then she connects with me. And it's just really great because then I get to personalize the order and then give it to her. And then knowing that like someone in Connecticut randomly orders for me, like, and they don't know me. So they only know me really through her business. So if it wasn't her business, then they wouldn't know me. So she's awesome. My Local Chefs is awesome. I feel like what they're doing is going to be a huge, huge opportunity for Connecticut, and then just for even more people. Like she could probably even take it to other states too, really. I really love what she's doing, and for other small businesses too. She's really giving back to us, and I'm grateful for it.
Nice. And you know, I know you touched on this a little earlier, but what is it like? What is it really like being, you know, a single parent, single mom, and being an entrepreneur and having a small business?
It's hard. It really is hard because not only am I those things, but I'm also 23, right? So I'm not any basic 23-year-old, like being able to experience life right now and like going out or like just not having like to worry about other responsibilities. Or maybe they do, but it's not the same as like me because I had to grow up so fast. I always had to grow up fast, even when I was younger, you know, because my mom was always working. And then I had a child young. I had her at 19. Just being an entrepreneur and a single mom, and also just like a Latina, like that is like huge. That's breaking a lot of generational cycles that I get to see and show my daughter. Like sometimes I would feel that like she's not seeing it because she's younger, and you know, I put myself down a lot, and it's because like I just want to not fail her only and like everyone around me. I really want to separate myself from this generation and just build up like something positive. Like I don't want us to struggle anymore. I want us to evolve and elevate. And I just never knew that I was going to be an entrepreneur. Everything is self-taught, like YouTube, Google, hearing from other people, you know, wisdom is great. And even being a single parent, right? Like in the household, that's really hard because I would always like, I would do try, but then I also would do like Uber with her or like some delivery service, and I would bring her with me. Like, and at first I felt like a little embarrassed because I'm like, man, am I failing her? But then I was like, no, like she's seeing that I'm actually working really hard for her. And that's what I get to tell her. And we would make it fun. Like if we had to eat dinner in the car, we would. Like if we had to stop somewhere, we would, and we wouldn't get home later. And you know, it's hard, but it definitely is worth it for me. Like I am living life on my terms. I'm not working for somebody else. And that's something that I love to do. Like I never really had a passion. And then I found out that I grew a huge passion for being an entrepreneur. And yeah, like it's not guaranteed stability or money, but I'm way happier than any other corporate job I've had, like any other job I had. Not to knock down anyone, you know, like there's two different paths, and I feel like, or there's probably more paths. I just feel like people should normalize that more, that you don't have to, you know, go to school. You don't have to do a trade. Like, there's other opportunities. And I want to teach that to my daughter and hopefully other people who are listening to, you know, you choose what you want to choose and just know that there's going to be sacrifice along the way. And I'm learning that right now.
I totally agree with everything you said. That was very, very, very well said. And I completely agree with all of it. And, you know, your daughter's definitely like, my mom's kicking ass. Like, when she gets older, your daughter gets older, she's probably going to do something, you know, on her own, you know, who knows. And if she does, she'll be good at it because she'll see, you know, she's seen her mom do it. And yeah. Her mom was just grinding and grinding, and it's important. And it's definitely good that the younger generation gets to see that and grow up with that. And, you know, and I agree with you when, you know, obviously when your own boss, you set the tone, you set the narrative, you know, you set the trajectory. And, you know, it's on you. And one thing about this podcast was when I started, I invested some money in it to, you know, for equipment.
And I said to myself,
you know what? I'm going to invest this equipment in. And if I fail and don't do well or people don't care about it, it's on me. And only I have to blame and nobody else. So, like, that's also kind of a cool thing, too, where you don't have to, you know, it's on you. It's not on anyone else. And I totally agree with everything you were saying there. And definitely talk about where you are in social media, because, you know, social media is huge. Everyone's on the gram or Facebook or whatever. So where can people find you and see the pictures of these bites and really start to drool and want to hit that link and order a bunch?
So on Instagram, you can find me at vibewithtribe_. And then on Facebook, you can find me at Tribe Power Bites LLC. If you want to be like my friend or something, I have personal social media, which is Kim Prada on Facebook. And then on Instagram, it's The Resilient Prada, or it could be Kim Prada as well, too. I'm always up for new friends and also connecting with other people. And maybe, like, who knows, I could connect them with other people, you know, and it's really just about community. So social media is the best thing that ever happened, you know, obviously in a healthy way. Like, I used to spend so much time on social media, but now, like, I'm working on social media, you know, I'm putting my product out there. So I'm really grateful for social media.
Well, we're mostly a Connecticut audience. Of course, we do talk to some folks outside of Connecticut, but for all the people listening right now, all my Connecticut folks, definitely go follow Kim. Definitely, you know, show her some Connecticut love and all that good stuff. And so definitely support her, because what she's doing is awesome. And she's a great person, as you can tell, really great personality. And you know, and that's big. And what she does is great. It's just such a great product. I really can't tell you. And people down here will learn about it, because I will make sure.
I'm so happy. I'm excited.
I'll make sure.
You have to do it.
But I know before I was talking about how you got to speak and chat with Jenny Boom Boom. And that is so cool, because she's a legend. And being someone in this space who interviews people, I definitely look up to certain interviewees and everything like that. And, you know, talk to me about what that was like getting to chat with a legend, a radio legend.
It's so funny, because I always would hear her voice, like, growing up. And I was just like, oh, same. My gosh, like, she's cool. Like, she's so cool and stuff. And then Vanessa, she actually connected me to her, which everything's just really about connection. She was just like, oh, like, would you want to have an interview with Jenny Boom Boom? And I was like, yeah.
Vanessa knows, why not? Everybody.
I was like, of course. I was like, of course. How do I sign up? And she was just like, oh, like, she's going to reach out to you. And I was like, okay. So she reached out to me, and I was just like, oh, like, she actually reached out to me. So she was doing something great. I think she still is doing it. So every Tuesday she would have like a few small businesses on, like, those interviews.
Love it.
And she just really wanted to give back to the community and expose more small businesses in Connecticut. And that was a great interview. She was super down to earth, and she really was just interested in getting to know me and Tribe and my life outside of Tribe. And it was a great platform to expose, like, my website and my social medias. And from that interview alone, like, I gained a lot more Connecticut customers, and I was just super, super grateful for her and for her having me on. Like, she's awesome too.
So you're somewhat new to the state, but you were in Springfield, so you boarded the state. What are some things you really love about Connecticut?
Okay, definitely. So I would choose living in Connecticut over Massachusetts, like, hands down. Like, number one, mainly the food is, like, really, really good. And you guys have, or we have, like, restaurants everywhere, and, like, just so much diversity. I mean, there's diversity back in Mass, but, like, everyone's so nice. Like, everyone's cool. They don't drive crazy. Like, they're cool. I would say that, like, everywhere I go, people are just really friendly. And every time I see, like, a new restaurant, or, like, someone tells me about a new restaurant, I'm super excited to go. So hands down the food, and hands down that you guys don't drive crazy. Because if you go, like, it's so funny because I'm in the middle, but I'm always, like, mostly in Massachusetts, but they drive very crazy. You know, I do love them, but, like, I always get so anxious. I'm like, I'm going to get into an accident. And then food wise, I mean, I lived over there forever. Maybe there's probably, like, way more restaurants, but maybe farther in Boston, not in the city, like, where I'm from. But I do see now they are actually having a lot more small businesses there, and it feels even better, like, so many opportunities as opposed to when I was growing up. So I'm really happy that they're doing that and making more of a community instead of being separated. So Connecticut food for sure.
And the pizza. And the pizza.
And the pizza. Yeah, definitely.
But that's that falls under food. So no, I get you.
Yeah,
I
love the pizza. There's a great pizza place in South Windsor here. It's called Oakland Pizza. I literally
I've heard about it. Yes.
So good. I should be, like, a promoter or something, because I always talk about it to everyone and I'm always commenting on their stuff. And I'm just like, I'm basically, like, a fan now. But their pizza and anything on their menu is so good. Like, they have great buffalo chicken pizza. Like, that's my favorite.
Oh,
I love anything buffalo. So it's really
that sounds great. And you know what? Yeah. When I see a Massachusetts plate on the highway, I get the fuck out of the way.
It's scary. I mean,
no, I'm kidding. Scary, I love my Massachusetts people.
It's kind of, I mean, it's, but it's better than New York, because New York is crazy too. Like,
yeah.
That's something else, you know?
Yeah, and I'm right here in Danbury on the border of New York. So I'm like, oh man, here we go.
It depends. Is it, like, New York City plates or upstate New York? Because upstate New York people are chill. Like,
true. True. I agree. But no, I love my Massachusetts, New York folks. We're all, I get it. We're all busy. We're all rushing to get places.
Yeah.
Things happen, and hopefully, we'll all be good. But definitely talk to me about sort of what you see for the future. Like, I'm sure you're always thinking about the future of your business and stuff like that. And I think we touched on that before we got going, but, you know, what would you like to see happen? Maybe just keep on this, trajectory. Would you like to see things get a little bit bigger, or are you just kind of, you know, you're satisfied where things are going, you're just going to keep grinding right now?
I would say, like, it's funny, cause I never knew this answer. I was just like, yeah, I'm always going to do, like, Power Bites. But then I was just like, I'm always going to do Power Bites. Like, that doesn't sound like me. Cause I'm always like I was saying, I'm a chameleon. Like, I love to just blend in wherever and try new things. So, Tribe was a new thing for me and out of my comfort zone, but I want to probably make not Tribe, like, Tribe Power Bites, but just Tribe itself, so that it's versatile. So probably maybe, I want to get into, like, a one-stop shop type of thing. So probably rent out a place, maybe have fitness there, have Power Bites, smoothies, juices, have therapy there, like a whole body, mind, soul thing. That is something I would love to do. And then even have probably a podcast room maybe there. Like, I don't know. But for now, with Tribe Power Bites itself, I want to get into more small businesses, stores, or, like, partnerships, connecting with more people, then move up to wholesale, hopefully. But a lot more doing Connecticut things, like being Connecticut way more, being in my community, and pop-ups are really fun too, and get more licensing in other areas that I want as well. So I would say that's probably going to be it for the next few months, but who knows, like, you just never know where life is going to take you. So I'm trying to manifest, like, that whole, like, one-stop shop body, mind, soul thing. But we'll see where it goes.
Gotcha. I love that idea of a one-stop shop, like a Tribe storefront, where you could go in, you could eat good with the Tribe Power Bites, then you can work out and you can feel good and everything in between. And I think it's a great marriage, and that's awesome.
Thank you.
Is there anything else that you would like people to know, or that you'd like to say that maybe we didn't cover before we wrap up? And take your time. No rush.
I'm like, I gave you my social media. What else did I give you? I did say that I have events coming up. I mean, if you guys want to know about those events,
definitely.
I have an event coming up next Saturday at Swingfield. That is in Westfield, Massachusetts. It's a batting cage, like, place, but they also have, like, a bar in there, and they're having, like, a small business pop-up shop there. So I wanted to tap in because I do partner with them too, selling my bites there. So they told me about that and they are doing great too. Like they have been posting, like, I want to say like banners of other small businesses in the area, which is so, so cool. I was just like, oh, like you guys are promoting other people and your business. They're like, yeah, like we just really love community. And you know, the owner there, she's awesome. Her name's Joanna and her husband, Eric, I want to say. Then I have another event coming up February 12th, which is at Auntie Kathy's in Agua, Mass. She is awesome. She's definitely like amazing. That place is gluten-free and dairy-free. So I'm going to be having strictly gluten-free and dairy-free products there. They're awesome. She's awesome. Kathy, the owner. And I think that's it. I mean, I guess if anyone needs any advice with like how I started or just someone to listen to, my inbox is always open. Like you can reach out my number, like I can give you my number. We can talk on the phone. Like I'm very, very open-minded to that. And you can be vulnerable with me with whatever questions you have. So I would say that reach me on my social media platforms if you need anything really.
You know, and that's great. And I'm really glad that you brought up the whole gluten-free, non-gluten-free things. So with your bites, can you tailor the bites to people's certain allergy needs and everything like that?
Yes. Okay. Oh my gosh. I almost forgot. Thank you for bringing that up.
So no. I know how important that is.
That's like everyone's on that wave now. Everyone's like vegan or vegetarian or dairy-free. Yep. So all my bites are gluten-free. They are used with gluten-free oats. And then for dairy allergies or like nut allergies, I do have nut alternatives. So it could be like cashew butter, almond butter, sunflower butter, cookie butter. Like I use those. And then my dairy-free options, I do have like the Glen Coco one that's dairy-free and vegan. I have custom flavors. Oh, that was another thing on the website. You can customize your bites if you want to, like if you don't see a flavor that you like, or if you have an allergy, there's an option where you can choose your base, like your fillings and your toppings. It's so cool. Like I love that I did that because a lot of people love that feature. They're like, oh, okay. Like this is awesome. Like if I want to get, I had someone recently, she got almond butter and then she got like cherries and dark chocolate, but then she put like white cinnamon sugar on it. It seemed pretty cool. I thought that was awesome. And she loved them too. Like she has been a repeating customer ever since that time she customized it. So that's a really fun idea. If you need to be accommodated to your allergies or just want to try something new.
I got to go on there and make a Sweeten Up podcast power bite.
Oh, you should. I mean, you have to tell me like what type of flavors do you like? Are you a sweet person? Are you?
I like everything. That's the thing. I have to like see what I'm feeling that day.
So we're just going to put like every ingredient in there and then like say it's a sweet Jeff's flavor specifically.
Done. No, but listen, this is great. And I have one more question before you leave us. And thank you so much for coming on the show. And I'm, you know, and like I said, I'm glad we talked about the gluten-free thing because I was actually just, I went to a catering company in New Milford, Connecticut for my job last week. We have these investor meetings where we fly these investors who invest in our company all over. And we have these weekends where it's like lunch, dinner, breakfast, all this stuff. And I had to taste the food to approve it, to see, if it was any good for the investors and stuff like that. And the big thing was vegetarian, gluten-free, vegan, all that stuff. And I got to try a lot of things that I've never had. And you know, the vegan and the gluten-free and all that, it's really not that bad. Some people are like, oh, you can't take it out. But honestly, if you do it right, it's really good.
Yeah. And sometimes you can't even tell. Like there's things that I've had that it would be dairy-free. And I'm like, this is dairy-free. Like, yeah, like coconut milk. And I'm like, what? Like, so you just never know. There was this place in Manchester. I'm pretty sure they're still open. I'm not sure, but it was 21 Oak. That was strictly a vegetarian vegan restaurant and their food was really amazing. I would go there and I'm not even like vegan or vegetarian, but it was just that good that I was always going there and their mac and cheese was so good. I need to go over there like, and I'm hungry too. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You're making me hungry. I gotta go get something to eat after this. but listen, Kim, thank you so much. Kim Prada of Tribe Power Bites. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And one last question I ask my guests before they leave me. I've been doing this since day one, and I'm going to do it until day, you know, a million. And that is, we touched on it briefly, Connecticut, we're known for our pizza. We're number one in the country for pizza. So I don't know how often you get to New Haven. I don't get there that much myself, and I'm not a single parent, so I can imagine it must be hard. But if you're in New Haven, do you have a favorite place? Because, you know, there's Sally's Bar, Pepe's Modern. It's a big fight over who's the best. So what do you like in New Haven? If you've tried New Haven, and if, because not all my guests have, you know, it's understandable. And of course, definitely talk once more about your favorite pizza, Oakland. And then what are some restaurants you like to go to in your area?
Okay, so I don't know, like, if anyone would like roast me or anything, but I do love Frank Pepe's Pizza in New Haven.
Pepe's is
the it's really good. It's really good. I'm not sure if you like it, but I love their, so I'm like, I'm not simple, okay, which is fine, but I love like a combination pizza. So like I'll get sausage, pepperoni, onions, like olives. Like it's just so, so good. And I love the like wood fire type of pizza. And I also like thin pizza. So like Oakland Pizza in South Windsor, they do the same thing too. Their flavors are just so good. I'm like, how do you guys get this right every single time? And it just tastes better every single time. I definitely am like a wing person. So I love going there strictly for their wings. And other food places here, Oakland Pizza is like number one because I'm always there like probably once a week. Mecca in West Hartford. Oh my gosh. That is a really good place. I don't know. I don't know if you've been there or if anyone's been there, but one day I was just like, I don't know. I was walking. I was like, oh, I'm going to go to Bar Taco. But I'm like, I always go to Bar Taco. Let me just go here.
Oh, me too. And, I love Bar Taco.
Bar Taco is really good. But then even Barcelona behind there is really good too. And that's like Spaniard food. But Mecca and Oakland Pizza, those are like my top two. Like I will go out of my way to just go drive there because their boba tea is awesome. Their ramen is really good. Their wings, again, like their wings. I'm a huge wing person and they're really good too.
That's the noodle place, right?
Yeah. The noodle bar. It's really, really good.
We're going to come, the family's going to come on the show this season. I'm really excited about that. We had a mutual connection and people, they're amazing. That place.
That's so awesome. I love it. And everyone there's always so happy too. Like they love their job. And I'm like, you guys are awesome. And then also in Manchester, I do like Market Grill. Market Grill is really, really good. If I want to like have a sophisticated dinner or even like a chill dinner too, like sometimes I take out, but their quality and food is really good. So I'm definitely a food snob. Like it has to be really good food or I just won't go. Like not that I won't go, but I would just like, that's one of my hobbies is just eating and trying out different other places because food is just so cool. Like food expresses like people's talents. And I feel like it connects other people with each other too. You know, like you can have a meal with like your partner or your family and it's just overall good vibes. Like definitely for sure. So those are my top three in my area.
Yeah. And chefs are rock stars in my opinion, which is why I love having them on the show and talking to them. And it's funny how you mentioned Bar Taco. Cause I had on Chef Dan Cardos and he's responsible for opening almost all the Bar Tacos on the East Coast of the United States.
Bar Taco is so awesome. Like it's I great. Was going to say like Bar Taco too. Cause I'm there a lot too. Pretty often I'm in Bar Taco a lot too.
Yeah.
Also like in Mass, strictly when I go to Springfield Mass, they just opened up a jazz lounge called Dewey's. That place is awesome. Their food is really, really good. Their music is really good. The owner, he's young, he's like 26 and he's killing it. And right next door, his sister has a business called the Ethnic Study, which is a coffee place, but also kind of like a study place where people just go there and study and do work and stuff. So that is I respect that a lot, like a brother sister type business thing. That's awesome. Their food is awesome. I would say that for sure.
Well, look, a jazz lounge and a coffee shop, you're speaking my language.
Definitely.
But that's awesome. And you're awesome. And thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate that we were able to sit down and chat, even if via Zoom. And you know what? What I will tell you is get ready to come down to Fairfield County and I know.
Feel some love. I have to.
And for everyone listening, she'll be down here eventually. It'll happen. And I'll probably be there. So I'll post it. I'll let you guys know when she's coming down so you can check out her product and meet her and just support her because it's a great product. Like I was saying, it's something that everyone could use in their life. I don't know one person that this could not be a good product for. So Thank you so much, Kim Prada, Tribe Power Bites, for coming on the show. I hope you have a wonderful day. Are you a football fan? You going to watch any football today or not really?
I am not a football fan.
Okay.
My boyfriend is a football fan, but I'm going to brunch actually in West Hartford
cool.
at Division West, and then he's going to stay here and do his thing. So cool. That works out for both of us.
Beautiful. Sounds great. Well, listen, Kim, thank you so much. Have a great brunch. Have a great day. And I look forward to connecting with you again soon, and take care.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much to my guest on the podcast today, the lovely Kim Prada. Thank you so much, Kim, for joining the show and sharing your success story of starting a small business against all odds. I cannot wait to see you come down to Fairfield County for some pop-ups. I will be in touch, and I look forward to watching you continue to rise up. Onward and upward. Yet again, another episode of Sweeten Up is in the books. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Anywhere you get your podcasts, we would greatly appreciate your feedback and support. As a reminder, you can play the podcast with the help of your smart speaker by simply saying, "Play the podcast Sweeten Up with Jeff Spencer." Thank you as always to my best friends, the guys who make it all possible, post-production and music Morgan Lutzi, production and art director Kurt Vinci, editor and writer Nick Passacretta, and a special thanks as always to Devin Cipelli. My guest on the podcast next week is the great and powerful Matthew Kirshner. Matthew Kirshner is a pastry chef and the owner of Uncle Matt's Bakery and Cafe, located in Sandy Hook, Connecticut. He trained with master pastry chefs from around the world at renowned establishments such as the Russian Tea Room and the Essex House Hotel in New York City, in addition to the Roger Sherman Inn and Bantam Bread Company in Connecticut. His love for baking can be traced back to his grandmother's cookbook, which is still lined with notes from when she would earmark recipes for Matt as a child. Getting close to those childhood memories is an adventure that drives his culinary interest to this day. We were super excited to get the opportunity to chat with Matthew live inside Uncle Matt's Bakery and Cafe, and we cannot wait to share this conversation with you all. But until then, you know the deal. Stay safe, stay healthy, love you all, peace.